Throughout history, man has marveled at the vast complexity of the universe. Without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now, one man has the power to change that and to spread his voice across the earth for all of mankind to hear. One man. Me.
Oh no, oh yes, this is critical. Oh no, oh yes, this is chemical. Oh no, oh yes, this is critical. Oh no, oh yes, no man can walk alone. No man can walk alone. Living like you and me, the whole world wants to see how crazy this is. And I walk all on my knees.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brian Hammer Jackson, coming to you from the Anarchy Entertainment Network. Today on our show, we're supposed to have Lou Markin. He's a producer. Great guest. But since this is live, Lou is nowhere to be found, and we don't have a guest. But that's not going to stop us because we're a pro. Nothing stops us. We go on. We're going to do a show. So hang on, I'm going to fly by the seat of my ass, and you guys got first class. What we're going to do today is I want to talk about something that's very sad. We do have somebody coming on, Cole, and he should be on in about 10 minutes, and we're going to talk about something else. But here's what I want to talk about. A lot of you know Tyler Perry. I guess it's Medina, movies and everything. And I've talked to a friend of mine. He was mentioning, have I seen the interview? Basically, it's about him talking to Oprah. If you haven't seen the interview, this is really shocking. I just got the notice that I could get the interview, and I hope that I have it. I'm not quite sure if I do or not, but I'm going to try to get that for you because he's going to talk about his life when he was a little boy and his sexual abuse and so on and so forth. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break. We're going to go to a commercial. We're going to come back. And we're going to get this show going. And again, today is Tuesday, August 7th. You're listening to Brian, the Hammer Jackson Show. Coming to you live. And we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Kevin from Johnson's Clothiers to ask you, how much confidence do you have in your wardrobe? According to the University of Chicago, 76% of a person's opinion of you is made before you say one word. At Johnson's, we can help you with that confidence in your wardrobe and in yourself. Stop by our 21st Street and K96 location and one of our professionals will be glad to assist you. Johnson's, where good clothes open all doors.
And that's Johnson's Clothiers. If you're in Wichita, Kansas, if you're in the state of Kansas, please go to Johnson's Clothiers. Talk to D. White. He will hook you up. They are a proud sponsor of Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. Okay, what we're going to do is I'm waiting for the interview with Tyler Perry and Oprah. And meantime, I'm not going to hem and haw. I'm not going to keep you uncomfortable like I don't know what I'm doing. We have sad news today. Marvin Hamlisch died. He just died at, I think, his age 68. Let me give you something here. If you don't know who Marvin Hamlisch is, you should know. He did things like The Sting and everything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a little bit how he died, when he died, and I'm going to honor his work by playing his music. So hang on, and let's get that going here. Kelly's not even online to help me out here because my system is down, but we're going to wing this together, and she's going to tell me how good I did. Okay, here we go. And we're not going. Here we go. Marvin Hamlisch, he was an Oscar-winning composer. He dies at 68. He was a composer and conductor. You might have heard some of his songs. He did The Sting. And he did a lot of composing, and I'm sorry to hear him pass. And his career spanned from over four decades. He won every virtual major award, the Oscars and 4 Grammys and 4 Emmys and a Tony. I don't know if he was married or not, but he did over 40 motion picture scores. He did this thing, like I said, The Way We Were. And sorry to hear him pass. And that's it. And on another note that we're going to do is the top box office films. It's really rough when you're not having a guest, you know that? Because I have nothing to go to. But let's see if we can get that Oprah Winfrey thing. You're going to have to listen very closely, and let's see if we can hear that interview. Okay, you're getting a little tease of what's going on there. And the reason why we're opening up that is because apparently Kelly Corbin, my executive producer, she wanted to widen our scope with interviews. And we have a lady coming on. She's a doctor. She's a doctor, a woman doctor, and she wants to talk about obesity in children. Her main person is, of course, Michelle Obama. She loves Michelle Obama. But she thinks there's going to be a problem regarding obesity in the United States in the future, too, so she wants to come on later. So we're going to start this off with, again, Tyler Perry's having a problem, and he starts crying with Oprah. I'm going to continue letting you listen to the interview.
Has never given an in-depth interview about this before, and some might say it would be better if he just kept this to himself. I'm sure there are those who will, but he knows, and I know, that because of who he is, this is going to be a pivotal moment, not just for him, but for millions of men in this country who have also survived the unthinkable and who have never told a story, especially their wives. Please welcome my dear friend,
describe your childhood.
Before he starts describing his childhood, this whole thing is not going to be about an Oprah Winfrey video. That's being lazy. This is my show. I am telling you this because I think there's a lot of kids out there and a lot of parents out there who have had beatings as a child. When I was a child, we had a whooping. I'm from the South. It was called a whooping. And I got beat with the belt. But I'm wondering how many of you guys out there, seriously, brave enough, have enough courage to call in today, because our guest did not show up. This is your time. If you experience anything like that, or sexual abuse, or child abuse, or even bullying, because I do want to address that today, because like I said, even though we're actors, we're human beings, and we lived a life. I mean, we go to school, we go to shopping, we're still human beings, and this is our life. So if you're brave enough, I invite you to call in. If you want to promote something, this is the time to do it. So without even further ado, I'm going to let you listen to a little bit more about what happened with Tyler Perry.
Sitting down with you, did I understand just that it really was brutal? How would you describe your childhood?
For me, a living hell. You know, I was able to, somewhere along the way, my saving grace was I learned how to leave myself. I remember my mother and my aunt taking me to the park.
Look at your cute self there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard for me to look at.
More in that interview. We have some people calling in. But let me tell you one thing. Tyler Perry is a very successful man. To this day, when you get further into the interview, to this day he is afraid of his father. And he'll go out more into it. And the reason I'm ripping, if you want to say I'm ripping Oprah off, I'm not ripping Oprah off. This is a subject about a very successful man. He has all the money that he wants. He worked himself to a point where he's a respectable man. And he runs his own little film studio. But behind the scenes, this is what's going on. And I have to think, if that didn't happen when he was a kid, he wouldn't be Tyler Perry today. Something happens to us. There's a road we choose, and right or wrong, something changes us. There's an age. Something happens to us at a certain age. I don't care if it's 5 through 50. But one point in time, something happened to change us forever, whether it makes us more successful or make us put a gun to our head. But there's one thing that changes us. When we get back to Tyler Perry's interview, we're going to do a quick commercial and we're going to bring in our guests. Feel free to call in. I would love to hear from you. And our guest who was supposed to arrive, Lou Markman, I put you up as a super producer. It don't look good. I want to be good, right? I want to say nice things. I want to take the top of the road. I want to say, it's okay. But no, it's not. Dude, you left me hanging on a live show. Not cool. All right, we'll be right back, and we're going to take some of our guests and listen to our commercial.
Hello, this is Kevin from Johnson's Clothiers to ask you, how much confidence do you have in your wardrobe? According to the University of Chicago, 76% of a person's opinion of you is made before you say one word. At Johnson's, we can help you with that confidence in your wardrobe and in yourself. Stop by our 21st Street and K96 location, and one of our professionals will be glad to assist you. Johnson's, where good clothes open all doors.
And as Johnson's Clothiers, people, the proud sponsor of Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. Okay, we have a couple of people calling in. You guys, thank you for holding on. Let's see who we got first. Hold on. And you're on Brian and Hammer Show.
Is this Brian?
Cole, my man. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Lou. I've been waiting here on hold a little bit.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm trying to get
back. Hey, no problem.
Can you hold on 1 second, because I want to also invite the other guests on the line, okay?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
All righty. You're on live with Brian Hammer Jackson, and this is?
Cole Blackwell.
Oh, I thought I just talked to you.
No, that's Lou. Come on, get the
wait a minute.
Wait,
hold on.
That's
one
main guest. He's calling in. I don't know. Maybe he's playing, you know, some dice or something.
No, hold on, Cole. Wait a minute. You're on with Brian. Who is this again?
This is Cole, but Lou just was on before. Right, Lou, you're not there?
Did I lose him?
Where did Lou go? What'd you do?
Yeah, Lou, right here.
Lou, are you there?
I'm right here.
Oh, dude, good. I'm glad to have you guys here. All right,
hey.
Welcome to the show. As
good
you can
here.
Tell, my guest, listen, you guys are saving my butt. My live guest did not show up.
Oh, wow.
So you know what that means? Either I could do two things. I could kill the show, which I can't because I have a responsibility for my sponsors.
Uh-huh.
Or I can go live with you guys, entertaining guys, because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about your projects. Not only are we going to talk about your projects, but we're going to talk about some issues. Have you been hearing the tape I've been playing with Tyler Perry?
Yeah,
no,
I heard some of it. Yeah.
And since I can't see you guys, here's what we're going to have to do, and we have two guys on there. You're going to have to say your name first, like for when you want to speak. Like, for instance, I'll say Brian, then I know who's talking.
Uh-huh.
Is that cool? So Cole,
yeah,
if you're going to say anything, just say your name first, and then and everybody knows it's you. And Lou, if you're going to talk, just say your name first, and everybody knows it's you, okay?
Sure. Well, I could just speak in like a really low voice.
Let's go with Lou first. Lou, where are you from? Tell me what you do, and what would you like to promote?
Well, this is Lou Markland, your guest for the morning. And,
oh, Lou! You son
yeah.
of a gun! I wrote you off!
Brian,
what the hell are you?
I've been waiting.
I was going to say bad things about you.
No, man, I was on hold.
What?
I was ready to jump in and rip you.
Me too.
Man.
I got a lot of material here.
That's horrible.
Oh, man. Oh, this is live. You can tell this is live and unscripted. Damn.
Oh.
Let me start over. Our beautiful guest, Lou, the genius of all geniuses.
Oh,
Lou.
Oh, easy with that.
I'm like Beauty and the Beast. I just went from Beast to Beautiful.
Oh, man,
like
it would have been a great show. I got sound effects and everything.
Oh, you would have been great as if I would have been able to rip on me.
Oh, my God. Lou, meet Cole. Cole is an aspiring actor. He's also he did a great documentary about some things on YouTube. He's trying to get some money for it. Cole, meet Lou. Now, let me tell you who Lou is, Cole, before you talk to him, so this way you're not going to be mean to him. Because this guy
is I saw his little bio that he has on his, you know, he's your guest.
But this guy is a music. You're gonna love it. I love this music too. You're not gonna believe it. This guy is a white guy, and he raps.
I saw his picture. Yeah, he's white.
He raps like P. Diddy. Let me just give you some idea of who Lou Markin is. He's back as being a super producer in my eyes. Music, TV producer. He has a book coming out. Let's see what else here. He's a television guy. He's an author, and he was going to talk about the media and the industry, how it's changing. And he produced national TV shows, starred in many. Are they films or TV shows, Lou?
TV shows.
Wow, look at this guy. This guy's royalty. He could even write. He wrote a book. on how to produce your own TV show with no budget? Everybody wants to know that. And now his music roots. Lou, are you starting a label or record company?
No. That's the one thing I'm not doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cole, you want to hear some of his stuff? Now, Cole is hardcore hip-hop. You know, Cole's from the street. Cole's from Brooklyn.
I'm more like funk metal. Like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm more like rock, you know.
But you like rap.
I play it all, but anyway.
Well, Cole, you know music, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
All right.
I know
now
what
listen.
I like and what I don't like. Put it that way.
Okay, good. Now,
good.
Lou, are you prepared to hear a live review after I play some of your stuff for Cole?
Absolutely, man.
Okay, because this guy is the guy who would buy your CD. You're from Brooklyn, right, Cole?
I live in Manhattan.
Okay.
I'm from Hollywood.
From the 917.
Yeah.
I like the 917. That's a good area right there.
All right. Let's listen to This Is Lou's debut. Check this out. I'm going to play a couple of it. Cole, you got to give me your honest opinion. You got to be real here, okay? Because we owe it to Lou, right?
I'm not going to pull any punches.
All right, here we go. Check this out.
Shoot. Man, I did it again, fellas. I don't know why I do it. I just did it. Told her something crazy.
Man,
I need your help now.
To make you stay. And now I'm alone.
Oh, well, there's something I was thinking while I'm holding you tight. Something I got on my mind and I can't tell you tonight. But then I look into your eyes and they're shining so bright. They make me blind and I can't think and it just don't come out right. And then there's all the dirty things I tell you when we fight. All I know is that I never wanted to make you cry. One more try. So dry your eyes and realize I might as well be a chump. Out on the block, I'm kicking rocks all the way back to the dump. I went from Donald Trump to run for his farm, but now I'm trying to get a prayer from MC Hammer and run. I started out like I was Superman, like and ended up like I was the punchline without a dunk gun. Too much junk in my trunk, an 86 from them lungs, but now I just became a poet and I'm writing you one.
Speaking of all the things I didn't say.
Okay, I like it. Okay, let's go to the judges here. Let's go to the judges who mean something because they're buying your stuff.
What is this, the fucking Olympics, man? What's going on here, man?
You can tell our judges are well. This ain't no American Idol. This is Street Idol here. Cole.
I like how it's put together. I like the second verse a little bit better. The rap in there and. You know, I mean, overall, it's good. It's not really my cup of tea. I like something a little that hits a little harder.
All right. Let's give it a try. Hold on. I got something for you.
Yeah, play me something else. Or play one of my tracks.
No, wait a minute.
We can battle back and forth or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Sorry, Lou. Our judges are kind of biased about themselves. Let's see what we got here. No, I like it. Okay, here we go. Listen, Cole.
Roll it.
Marplan. Yeah. Yo, check this out, baby. I've been thinking about you for a while. I just didn't know how to say it. So I wrote it down for you. Got my fellas here in the studio. Yo, fellas, why don't you sing that hook? It goes something like this. About life has been epic. This poetic justice and memoir is eclectic. After all said and done, I had people in clubs stepping. Jails are never built to hold me in, but drugs almost did the old me in.
And all the hot water I was scolding in was never enough to get my card pulled in. And in the end, it was the same since the beginning. It was one that I wanted to make my girlfriend, my number one in the end zone. Like Terry Fowlin, Swan, like Pow, this is the Kobe, like Orphans and Herman, the home run. A special someone just like you, just like Mike, I wanted to be just like you. I look at your sweet smile, I want to do right by you. When someday I want to make a...
That's One Day. That's One Day by Lou Marklin. And that's Mark Lynn. Am I right, Lou? Did I lose Lou? Lou?
Lou, you're out there. What happened? Maybe you'll call back in.
Lou?
Maybe I pissed him off.
Oh, man, Lou.
Nah, come on. Come on. If that pissed him off, he's got fucking thin rice paper skin and shit, you know?
No, I think I lost Lou. Lou, if you're hearing us.
Lou, call back.
Yeah, Lou, if you hear us, call back. And I think he will call back because.
You got 35.
Cole? Cole? Cole, if you're there, call back.
Hello?
Hi. Lou?
Hey.
Lou?
Yo.
Just a second. Now, is this Lou that I'm talking to? Lou Markman?
Yeah, this is Lou.
All right.
Yeah,
I think I accidentally hung up on Cole, but he'll call back all fiery and everything. I guess we have a delay. I didn't really hear you.
I think your music cut me off in the middle of a song.
I'm sorry. Your music is fantastic. I love your music.
Oh, thanks, man.
Can you get it on iTunes or anywhere?
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes and Amazon and, you know, anywhere across the internet, you know, and in all the file sharing services and radio, internet radio and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, good. Welcome back, Cole. Is that you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, I have Lou back. Now, Cole, how much is your music selling for, Lou?
You can get the singles for like 99 cents on iTunes. You know, Amazon.
Okay. Now, Cole, would you pay 99 cents to hear some of his tracks?
I might not buy one of those tracks, but I listen to the other stuff he has. I might buy something else if I liked it.
I liked it though, man. I liked it. To me, if it was a category of soft rap, you know, I'm just making it up.
All right.
I'm seriously, I like it.
It was definitely catchy.
It is, isn't it? See, you would have to only pay it a little bit, but you would have to really. I'm going to play one more. That's it, and kind of just listen to it. I mean, listen to it. This is Yesterday. Listen to three songs by Lou. I'm going to play one of yours. But before I play one of yours, and I'm going to ask Lou to comment on yours, give me an overall view of what you think of Lou's music is.
I guess the one thing is just I'm really born.
I'm losing you, Cole.
Can you hear me?
Nope, I can barely hear you. Lou, are you still there? Because sometimes the system does. I was reading about the system yesterday. Sometimes they do it on Skype, and it does drop people off. And I hope I didn't lose any of you guys.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I'm still here.
You're still here? Okay, Lou. I love your stuff. Until Cole gets back, you might have to call back in, Cole. Are you there?
I'm still here. You can't hear me?
Yeah. Overall view, Cole, we're going to do it really fast. What do you think of Lou's music? Because he's going to listen to your stuff, and he's going to give me his honest answer.
I like it. I'm just more oriented, you know, like with guitar and bass and like a real drum sound as opposed to, you know, keyboards that are, I mean, bass that are done with keyboard on a keyboard or, you know, keyboard-oriented type stuff. But overall, you know, I like it. I'd like to hear the rest of it.
Okay. And what I got to do is I have to take a break. I got to take a commercial, guys. You know that. You know, I got to pay the bills, you know.
That's some shit,
Johnny,
yeah.
It's only going to be 27 seconds, and after the commercial, we're going to listen to Cole's song, and I'm going to ask Lou and his professional opinion. Man, remember, Lou's a super producer here, so you got to be nice. This guy's a music TV producer, Cole.
I'm being honest. You know what I mean? What do you want me to tell you? I'm not going to lie.
I'd rather have honesty than fluff.
I'd rather have somebody kiss my ass and hire them, and honestly, I'll kick them out the hell out the door.
That's what my entourage is for.
All right, let me just take a 27 commercial break, and let's listen to Cole when we get back.
Hello, this is Kevin from Johnson's. August is a great time for a suit sale, and we want to keep our tailor shop busy. So we mark down our suits from Hugo Boss, Hart Schaffner Marks, Samuelson, and Joseph Abboud. We know it's hot, and so is the suit sale. Save up to 50% on select suits and sport coats, and still get our expert alterations at a minimal charge. Same-day alterations are always available. We want to be your choice for clothing. Johnson's located at East 21st and K96.
And that's in Wichita, Kansas. Johnston's Clothiers, where rap guys will go to look good. All right,
yeah,
we're
man.
Back.
Johnston's doesn't play around. They don't play around. They got some good stuff right there, man. I go
oh, they
to
do. They do. I love them. And thank you. And bless you for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
We love these sponsors. They are proud sponsors. Johnston's Clothiers, proud sponsors of the Brian the Hammer Show. And we have other sponsors coming on, and they're getting their commercials together. They know the show is on the rise. Hey, guys, we are on the rise. I know we started off as a blog radio show, a little tiny thing, but I'm looking at the stats, and I'm looking at us, and people are talking about us, and we got professional people. We got some people from NBC coming on next week.
Man, stop. Are you serious?
I'm telling you, I don't know what they're smoking.
That's good stuff right there, man.
And I keep giving it to them, and they probably hit it, and they called me.
The big 30 Rock right here.
Give them the same shit.
I like that.
All right, let's see. Let's hear Cole now. Cole, you got to get ready for some honesty here. You can't just go all crazy on me and want to, you know, do things.
Hey, man, it's a two-edged sword, dude.
All right. Lou, you're going to be completely honest. Am I correct?
All right, yeah, I will.
All right, Cole,
just
what song? I
off.
Have Trailblazer. I have Trailblazer. I have 1.78 Degrees, Invisible Sunset, Joe Strump with Miles, and Lava Melt. Which one?
The first one, I guess, Trailblazer.
Trailblazer? Okay, here we go.
Can you scroll in about 55 seconds into it? Is that possible? Try to. If not,
you know the way the system is working, buddy?
Just hit play. All right. Fair enough.
Let's see if I can get this. Thank you. And that's Charles, and that's Trailblazer, everyone, from Miles of Metal, otherwise known as Cole. Lou, honesty.
Man, you didn't give me enough. I needed more flavor. I needed to catch more of the
song. That's why I was trying to get
that solo right
there. It started like a minute
I like that bass line that comes in. It sounds a little bit like Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, and I like that. I like that. But it's
yeah, play the bass on that.
Want to hear a little bit more? I'll give you just a little bit more because Cole's already getting a big head. He's already signing autographs on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a little bit more.
Okay.
Trailblazer, everyone, Miles of Metal, otherwise known as Cole. Lou, what do you think? We heard enough?
Is there singing on the track, or is it just...
No, he's instrumental.
It's just instrumental.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I like when the guitar comes in with the... That's kind of tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tight. That's kind of like... I'm speeding up. When I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard and that part kicks in, I'm speeding up with my car and I can't control it and I'm ready to kick some ass, you know? I'm like ready to pull some people over.
You see, this is what it's about. See, American Idol is pussies. See, this is where it is, where the street people and musicians actually judge each other. This is the truth. This is real. I like Lou. Damn, I thought you're all reserved.
Nobody's got an English accent, so it sounds real, you know?
So, Cole, what do you think? What do you think about this praise from Lou? I mean, Lou is accomplished, dude. What do you think?
Oh, I appreciate it, man. You know, I try and do it. You know, I try and put a little spin on different things I do. So, you know, I think it's just about getting some exposure, you know?
Yeah, I like it. I like metal, man. I like punk and I like metal and stuff. So I definitely like it. I think it's pretty tight. I like to hear some singing on it, though, too.
Play that track, Johnny Ramone.
Well, I can't play that right now because I don't have it queued up, but I'm going to tell you something. We go an hour. Guess what, guys? We only got 20 minutes left.
Oh, man, it goes by fast, man.
It goes by fast. And at 20 minutes, Cole, I want you to stay on because I got to talk about Lou because this guy is really great. Lou, we're going to talk about your project really quickly. Tell me what's going on.
What's going on with this TV? What are you doing? Anything going on with TV stuff right now? What are you pushing a pilot or? What are you doing? But
we got a show that's been airing for a little while called Icon News, and we do a lot of interviews with celebrities and you know, people on the red carpet and stuff like that. We talk a lot about about causes and what celebrities are doing to change the world and make the world a better place. You know, I started interviewing several celebrities through our first show, and I started discovering this pattern that was kind of reoccurring where celebrities had these amazing endeavors that they were doing overseas and around the world to, you know, to change the world. We had Annalyn McCord on, and she was talking about how she goes over to third world countries and fights against human trafficking and stuff like that. And so we decided to make an entire show on that premise, and we have the show Icon News. It's a great show. It aired for a little while. Now it's on hiatus, and we're trying to get it picked up by another small network. It's a great show, though. It's real positive stuff, and it really reveals a lot of the inner workings of celebrities that really don't get talked about on shows like TMZ and stuff like that.
Right.
It's something that we really like doing, and you know, we like hearing positive things. You know, things that are changing.
You know, it sounds great because I'm so sick of TMZ. Your show sounds like it's more, I don't want to say journalistic, more news in depth, more getting to the heart of it instead of this sensationalizing and bringing people down.
Right.
What network was it on, Lou?
We had it on MAV TV and Tuff TV, which are small networks that are based out of the Atlanta area that are on like Dish Network and stuff like that. We actually were in talks with NBC for a while, and we're hoping that those talks will start up again, you know, about getting it on one of their smaller networks that they've picked up over the last year or two. You know, they just acquired a bunch of networks that are kind of airing stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, and we're just what our plan was to roll it from some of the small networks to some of the mid-sized networks and then try to roll it from there into some of the bigger networks, kind of like, you know, Oprah and a lot of those Chicago-based talk show hosts in the 80s and 90s and stuff, and Phil Donahue and stuff.
Try Fox. Fox got this horrible show on called Dish. I think it's called Dish Network or Dish. It's about radio guys really just bashing, making fun of celebrities and everything. Worse than TMZ. It is horrible.
Yo, Lou, you should set me loose in New York, man. That's my fucking signature is ambushing big celebrities on Broadway and shit.
I'm serious.
I interviewed Danny Aiello at the Blue Note right off the street. Just walked in and interviewed him.
How'd that go?
Yeah, 10-minute interview with him.
Nice.
There you
nice.
Go. He could be your man on the street in Hollywood.
That's right.
Hollywood
Danny's
or
man,
New York.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's it. Like I was even thinking about like Tyson's on Broadway for like another few days.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about just going down there and trying to grab him for a minute when he's coming, you know, on the way in.
Now, Lou, can you imagine
right.
a gutsy? How gutsy is this? A guy's going to storm through Mike Tyson's bodyguard to get to Mike Tyson. Now, you can't buy that. That's suicidal.
Hey, any man who's willing to storm up to Mike Tyson is all right in my book, man. Cause I don't know if I would mess with Mike. Iron Mike is no joke.
Oh, man.
He's a pussycat.
He might have lost a couple of fights, but he's still got a hell of a hook, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he got and teeth too. He got his teeth fixed, so watch out for that too. Lou.
Yeah, yeah.
So how okay, you have that going on. You have anything else going on? You have a website, tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we have the website iconnews.us where people can catch up with some of the interviews and some of the information, you know, about some of the stuff that we're doing. Of course, Sherry Nadell is our main reporter out there in Hollywood on the red carpets, and she does a hell of a job. And I have a new book that I just put out called TV and ADHD, The Real Story of ADHD, and it's basically about how I started our first national show with no budget, basically, and, you know, got it airing across the country and everything. It's a great book. You know, it's really a hands-on how-to layman's terms on, you know, some of the things that I was able to discover along the path and, you know, some of the systems that I kind of was able to work within and manipulate a little bit to make things happen. And it's not a very traditional book. It's definitely, we started in hip hop, you know, out of a trunk of our car with our own record label back in like 1989 and,
uh-huh.
you know, in the tradition of Ruthless Records and Dr. Dre and all those guys. And so our methods were a little bit unorthodox. And so I took some of those same methods into my television career and, you know, discovered some different, avenues that were out there that were not being utilized and kind of
right.
expounded on them. And after our successes and being nominated for a couple of Emmys and stuff, I decided that I would, you know, reveal some of those things that I came across so that other young budding producers could use those same, you know, those same resources and stuff.
You hear that, Cole? Emmy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that Emmy, that girl walking down the street that you call her. This is a Emmy. You know what I'm saying, Cole?
She got that lovely gold tone.
We're talking to royalty here. He's like Prince, the other guy, the redheaded guy.
You talking about Carrot Top?
Like Carrot Top?
No, not Prince Carrot Top. There's Prince Charles. Prince Carrot Top.
I didn't hear the Prince. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm trying to hook you up with Lou, and you're coming up with Prince Carrot Top.
I'll give him my number on my email.
Well, I'm just saying that Lou, I'm honored that Lou came on the show. I kid around and everything. I mean, he's well accomplished. Please check out his call. And I wanted you on the show because I know that Lou and you two would just have a lot of fun together. And who knows, maybe he can, you know, hook
no, don't
you
give
up
me
with
that.
Somebody.
Don't give me that fucking bullshit. You had no guests.
so yeah, I got an email 10 weeks ago.
You know what? I'm gonna beep you.
Lou,
don't listen to Cole.
And then fucking Lou's on the line, and you even fucking you're like in Vietnam with your legs chopped off. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
You know what? I will hang up on you, Cole.
I'm a missing link on this show. You know it, man. Face up.
Yeah, you are. Never mind what Colt just said. It's not true. We deny anything. But it is true. You're right. We didn't think we had a guest. We didn't think we had a guest. We called Cole because Cole is a great interviewer. Cole, he's a friend of the show, and he entertains me, and I'm sure he entertains a lot of people. He just doesn't have to say it all the time. Well, I'm going to tell you something right here. Guys, we're heading to about maybe 5 more minutes, and we're going to have to end the interview, but I do want to have Lou give out one more time some information regarding this book. Is it on Amazon.com, Lou?
Yeah. If you go to Amazon, you can also get it in Chaucer's you can get it in any of the major bookstore chains that are still alive. A lot of them are closing down these days. But, yeah, if you walk into Barnes & Noble, you can, pick up a copy of it. And, it's got some great stories. A couple of shocker stories, too. You know, some fun stuff. You know, kind of blow the lid on a couple things and have a little bit of fun with it, you know.
A whistleblower.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you on the air. There's no pressure. Because you know Cole's there. This guy will walk up to Mike Tyson, so he will find you, Lou.
All right, I like it.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and your honest answer. We have a lot of people who listens. Would you be willing to send an autograph or do a giveaway, do an autograph copy of your book? Because we do have a lot of indie directors, and we have a lot of music people who are trying to get into business. They have not a clue. So I was wondering if you could be so kind to offer an autograph copy of one of your book. About the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
No, Cole, you cannot have one. Cole said that. Thank you so much. We're going to put that on our website, actorsbreakdown.com. We'll get all the information regarding Lou. Fabulous guy. This guy's been in the trenches. Where did you work with NBC, Lou? Did you work with NBC?
We've been in talks with NBC, and I worked with ABC for about 5 years, and worked with Fox Family with where they made the Power Rangers back in the 90s with Haim Saban, those guys, and was a cameraman for the Dodgers for a couple of years, and did some other stuff along the way, and just kind of compiled everything from everywhere I was at, and put together a game plan of my own, and. It's a little piece of each of the places I was at, that kind of culminated into my experience.
We have, that's what's not supposed to happen to my phone. Caller, are you here? You're on Brian Hammer Show.
Yeah.
I'm over here. You're over there.
There you go.
And
is this Suzanne?
Yes, it is. This is your cyber wife.
I went to a website called China White. They have a great movie coming out, great promotion. I went in there for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden I got married. This is my cyber wife, Suzanne. We have not consummated it yet because I have not got off the computer, literally.
How you do cyber consummation?
Exactly. Suzanne, you heard our guest. Hopefully you heard our guest, right?
Yes, I did. I'm very excited about what he's doing.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited about what you're doing. What are you doing? Never mind.
Well,
what are you wearing?
Well,
now,
only the hammer knows for sure.
Only the hammer knows.
Man, the hammer goes straight. He goes straight to what are you wearing? He doesn't mess around.
Yeah,
why
you laid
think
it
I'm
down, baby.
Now, girl, I start off with a hey, baby. How you doing? Just hey, what are you wearing, girl?
I want to introduce you to Cole Miles. Or Cole, and I want to introduce you to Lou Marklin, super producer. This is Suzanne, everyone.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hello, Cole.
And there's
and
Lou.
And hello, Lou.
Kiss Lou's ass. Kiss Cole's ass, because Cole will hunt you down and stalk you.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool, man. I get it. So
I
hope
my
well, I know we're married, but do you actually prefer to be called Brian or Hammer?
Well, it depends on the time of day. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but speak professional. You can call me Brian.
I'm here to
You can call me the hammer. It sounds so sexy.
I'm talking about those sheeps, man.
It sounds sexy when you call me the hammer. Not you, Cole. I was talking to Suzanne. Suzanne, you heard two songs. One, you heard three songs by Lou. Hopefully you heard it. And you heard an instrumental by Cole. Am I correct?
No, I wasn't quite on the line at that point. I was still busy working for Todd. So I've just been on
me?
A couple minutes.
Okay, what I'm going to do
No, I wasn't cheating on you. That was just
okay. Just checking. You know how you CyberWise are. Next thing you know, you're on another program, and the guy's downloading.
No, no.
Man.
I don't cheat.
Involved.
I don't
you're
cheat.
You're in trouble, brother. You're in trouble.
What I'm going to do, Suzanne, I'm going to play you a song really quickly from three songs, quick from Lou, and one song from Cole. I'll let you know who's who. This is Street Idol, that American Idol. So give us your rough cut. Do you have any children, Suzanne?
No, I don't. I just have a standard poodle named Beaujolais.
Close your legs?
Beaujolais.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, you guys. Am I the only one who thought that? Give me a break. Give me a break.
Okay, you got
okay,
it.
Okay, let's just play the damn song.
You need the dog. Close your legs.
Close your it's worth it. His name was Staines, and you call him, forget it. Okay, here's a...
Yeah, let me hear the song.
Yeah, we better. This is Lou's song, One Day. Here we go.
Mar, please.
Yeah. Yo, check this out, baby. I've been thinking about you for a while. I just didn't know how to say it. So I wrote it down for you. Got my fellas here in the studio. Yo, fellas, why don't you sing that hook? It goes something like this.
That song, Suzanne, right now?
I love it.
Oh, yes, you do. And the song's not bad either. Not bad, huh?
It's really good.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
you.
My
the
God,
song's
it has
not that
me.
Bad either.
It has me. Yeah. I feel like getting up and dancing, but nobody would want to see that. But it really is good.
It is, huh? Okay, now while you're holding. Now, that's Lou. You're giving Lou your honest opinion.
I'm always honest. You can count on it.
Oh, that's right. That's what they all say until we go to the attorney and tell us what's really going
on. That's not true. That's not true. You can ask anybody about me on China White. I'm honest.
Anybody here had a relationship where the girl says, hey, guys, I'm honest.
Yeah, right. So I can get away with it.
Yeah, next thing you know, we're at the beach and there's crabs on our testicles.
Oh, God, damn.
Then you must have been in a litter box.
Exactly. Now, this is Cole. Now, let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Instrumental, heavy metal, but I like his style. Now, honest opinion, don't be nice. This is Street Idol, baby.
Okay. I'm going to be very honest with you. I didn't want to get up and dance. I want to be sitting in a dark corner of a booth in a nice nightclub with a nice glass of wine and just with my eyes shut.
Oh, here we go.
That's
and
what
with
I
it?
Want to do.
Oh.
I didn't like the way that started. I thought you were going to say you wanted to be in the corner of a dark room with a crystal meth pipe
Cole, I'm trying to help you. What is wrong with you?
Your legs.
I'm telling
no,
you how it affected me as a
legs.
Woman.
I didn't mean Cole.
Close your
will you help him out?
By the way, I was drinking a glass of Beaujolais in my mind while I was thinking
she's
about it.
Closing her legs and drinking Beaujolais. You, as a woman drinking Beaujolais in a corner with her eyes shut and has
in
a dog close your legs.
In a nightclub with a glass of wine and just kind of moving with that beat.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sultry.
Yeah.
And I want the lights dimmed and maybe a candle on the table. Yeah,
who's
that's
under the
exactly
table?
What that music
is. Hey, Brian, put the hand lotion away, man.
I'm sorry. Dude, we're on a low budget. I don't have time. I mean, this is the only time me and the cyber wife get together.
That's all we got left on the show, man.
You wanted me to be honest. I'm telling you what mood it threw me into.
So
the first
I'm gonna
one
ask
threw
you
me on the dance
that.
Floor.
That's my funk master, baby.
Well, I want to ask you a question now, Suzanne.
What's your song?
Yes.
Now, Lou's song, which you heard before, it makes you want to. I like that one too. It's selling for 99 cents, and he has a book on Amazon too. Fantastic book. But let's go with the song. You still remember Lou's song, right?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay. Would you buy it for 99 cents?
In a second.
You hear that, Lou? Lou, can you tell her where to go so she can buy that while she's in her hot mood in the corner where I'm under the table somewhere?
Yeah, take another sip of wine and go to iTunes and type in Marklin, M-A-R-K-L-I-N. Yeah.
There you go.
You can count on it.
Oh, look
at
you.
I'm your next biggest fan.
Oh, look at you.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh. Why do I feel like I'm in the middle of a threesome and I'm left out?
Well, I'm the lucky one. I'm the only female.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I think this is a foursome. Because we're in the back of the corner of the club still.
No, I'll take a check. I'm out of here.
Now, Cole, wait, let's go with Cole now. Cole, is your music selling on iTunes?
No, it's selling it on my website. It's called the site's called Nimbitz. NIMBITZ.
One more time. I'm sorry, I talked over it.
MilesOfMemory.com. Or on Reverb Nation, Miles of Metal.
Okay, and how much is your song?
Same thing, 99. I mean, you can. I don't care. I give whatever. I want to get back in the studio and do some stuff. Hey, Lou, can I get some contact info from you?
Wait. I got you some. Cole. Listen, focus with me. We have a lady who's going to go to your website and buy your music and go, I don't give a shit. Hey, Lou, look, I want your contact. I'll hook up with you.
Miles, www.milesofmemory.com. And there's a jukebox right there. And you can listen to all the songs on Reverb Nation, Miles of Metal.
Right.
And then my music. And then my films, if you want to check out my short films.
He does
Cole
have a short
Blackwell.
Film. Are you interested in men with short films, Suzanne?
Yes. And he can find me on the China White fan group page on Facebook. That's
what she's here to promote, guys, really quickly. Suzanne came in. There's a producer, director, I got 1 minute, who I'm going to be interviewing. It's called China White. It's a new movie that's coming out. I'm going to interview the director in about probably a week and a half. Tell us really quickly about it, Suzanne.
China White. It's a crime drama. It's wonderful. It will have you on the edge of your seat the whole entire movie because it's directed by the best, Todd Braley, who I feel, my personal opinion, is the next Hitchcock. So, it
There's
is
a lot unbelievable. Of sexual innuendo words you're using, Suzanne.
Really? Which ones?
Hitchcock.
Oh, my
Who's
God. I didn't think
well,
of that.
Right out of the
dog's name is Close Your Legs.
You killed your legs the last minute of the show.
Okay, well, let's
I know. I
didn't
expect
it. And then
Christ.
Maybe that will draw you away from the
Somebody
end.
Somebody pull a plug on this guy.
I got to change the rating. We got 60 seconds. I want to thank my guest, Lou. I want to thank Lou Marklin, super producer. Please check out his book at Amazon.com. What's the name of the book again, sir?
TV and ADHD, The Real Story of ADHD TV.
And your website, sir?
Is iconnews.us.
please check out Lou. This guy is a super guy. ABC, NBC. He's interviewed stars. He has a show. What was it, Icon News?
Icon News, yeah.
Check that out. Google it. You'll find it. Find Lou. Suzanne, quickly.
Yes.
China White. Where can we reach it? Where can people see it and hear about it?
China White on the China White fan group page on Facebook. We have it all over the place. We've been on the group 17 days. We have over 1,200 members at this point, and we are growing by leaps and bounds. I just appointed the ambassador to France to handle the administrative duties of the China White group page, which all of the administrators are under Bill Murray, our lead administrator.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And Cole, really quickly, seconds, website.
You can check out my short films at Cole Blackwell, NYC, on YouTube. And then
I want to thank all my guests. You guys were superior. Cole, you were fantastic. As always, Lou, you're fantastic. And Suzanne, you were just horny.
Nice to talk with you.
God, you were fantastic.
Exactly.
I love you, Suzanne. Even though every other word is in your window.
Well, that's why I married you.
That's true. That's true. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day, and I'm going to promote everything like crazy. I look forward to seeing you next week, Suzanne. And Lou, thank you. And Cole, I'll see you soon. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you very much. Nice day.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, I'm out. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye.